President Bush is making a brief stop in Uganda today to discuss the battle against AIDS and the war on terror with President Yoweri Museveni. Uganda, unlike Botswana, where President Bush was yesterday, has made significant progress in reducing HIV infections, and it could be used as a model for the Bush administration's efforts to help eradicate AIDS from the African continent. The president's trip to Uganda follows a two-day stay in South Africa. NPR's Jason Bobian is in Johannesburg. The president is nearing the end of his African tour. How has he been received so far?
Well, it's been somewhat varied. Yesterday in Botswana was actually the first time that he really waded out into a crowd and was greeted by a group of children there. He got out and shook a lot of hands. And this was in contrast to both in Senegal and South Africa, where his motorcade just went through town and mainly was met by protesters along the route. So that was somewhat different in Botswana. There's still a bit of skepticism about this trip overall here in Africa, and one of the keys is that the African Union is currently meeting in Maputo, Mozambique, and it's seen as somewhat of a snub that President Bush has come to Africa and he's not meeting with the African Union, which is really trying to be the body that is going to deal with a lot of Africa's problems in the future.
What about today's stop in Uganda?
It's a very quick trip to Uganda today. AIDS, trade, and terror are suspected to be the topics that are going to be on the agenda. Bush is touting his new plan to combat AIDS worldwide. He's putting forward $15 billion to countries to fight HIV, and he's basing a lot of this around the Ugandan model of HIV prevention. Uganda has done a good job of reducing its HIV prevalence rate. They have a very simple message. It's ABC, abstinence, be faithful, use condoms. And the Bush administration has made it clear that its program, this new money that it's putting forward, is also going to rely heavily on an abstinence component. And if countries want to get access to that money, they're going to have abstinence as part of the overall program that they're putting forward. He's also going to be talking about terror. East Africa has been a hotbed of terrorist activity. There was the bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi in 1998, and simultaneously the bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Kenya is somewhat miffed that the president isn't coming to Kenya and is going to Uganda instead. Kenyans, the papers there have been talking about the fact that Kenya really has borne the brunt of a lot of terrorist activity, and it would have shown some solidarity if the U.S. president has come there. But the U.S. embassy was actually closed last month for 4 days because of a terrorist threat in Nairobi. So that's probably why he's avoiding Kenya at the moment.
What's the object of the president's visit to an AIDS clinic today?
This is really going to be a chance for him to highlight the Ugandan model of AIDS prevention. He's going to a place called TASO, that stands for the AIDS Service Organization. It's a place that really tries to provide all of the services to AIDS patients and HIV-positive people in Uganda that are currently available in Uganda. Very basic medical care. They deal with opportunistic infections. They don't have access to antiretroviral drugs. It's a place that's really a social services agency, deals with orphans, AIDS orphans. As well, it's a social environment where people can come and they have a choir, they have a drama group. So he's going to be seeing this model that Uganda has put together, and TASO really represents that.
The White House has said this African tour was designed to show that the continent is important to the United States. Has that worked?
It definitely has gotten a lot of attention, the president's trip. And President Bush sort of has an image as a cowboy in Africa. The war in Iraq solidified his image as someone who just goes and does what he wants. By coming, Africans really care that he comes, shows respect to African leaders. That's softening his image here.
NPR's Jason Bobian in Johannesburg, South Africa.